What is the difference between those who do succeed and between those people who never reach their goal or success? Is it hard work? Is it luck? Or maybe privilege?
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I don't think there is another quote that is so obvious that everyone understands. Success doesn't happen overnight. But when does it happen and to whom? When I was exploring success stories or looking at people who were successful when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I quickly know I won't be Beyoncé. Success for me meant Hollywood. I didn't know that I can define my own success back in the days. And I knew I'm not a good singer, I'm not a dancer, nor did I see the point of pursuing becoming a good one. I was told that entrepreneurship isn't for me because nobody in my family was an entrepreneur. We didn't have a lot of money, and every personal development course, diploma, book, anything I absorbed, everything that I learned, I paid for myself. And often I had to go in debt and pay that debt off over many, many years in order to pursue what I wanted to do. But here's the thing. When we look at other people's success stories, we forget that they also have a life, that they are human beings. And comparing yourself to someone who has achieved something big and not knowing how they started, and even more important, how this journey continued, you are playing small with your potential because this comparison is not going to get you anywhere. The truth is that everyone who has become successful has not only worked hard, not everyone has been privileged, and not everyone was lucky. There is a secret ingredient that every successful person has followed. And that ingredient is commitment. Committing to your dream, like there is no other way that your life can continue than reaching that one goal, reaching your biggest desire. And I think it's one of the most difficult questions humanity will ever answer. When I ask people what they want, I either see lots of eyes rolling, hard thinking, because often our dreams only exist in our heads. They never got the chance to be put in words or even on a sheet of paper. Some of them have a hard time thinking about it, full of shame that they might be greedy, wanting too much, be too demanding, crazy perhaps. And if something comes as a quick answer, like I want to have a successful business, I want to travel the world, then yes, this all sounds like a big dream, but this also sounds so dreamy at the same time. It seems like I want to travel the world, but I want to have all pathways open to do something else if it doesn't work out. I want to have a successful business, but if it doesn't work out, then I want to keep my ways open to do something else. And it's hard to follow those dreams. And the only reason why that is because the next question that arises is how I'm supposed to get there. It's too big. And on the other hand, everyone is shouting, dream big. But here's the thing that makes the huge difference. that commitment that looks something like this. It is the commitment of getting specific about your dream. If you want to travel the world and you get specific, it might sound something like this. In the next 12 months, I would like to travel South America. I want to see Venezuela, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Argentina, Peru. And ultimately, if you think this true, your how might just start slowly unfolding in front of you. I want to build a successful business. That's dreamy. That sounds too big. That sounds daunting. Some people can't even imagine where to start. And when we start digging into the how without a full commitment that we really want it, it's hard to start. It's hard to pursue your brain not to telling you that you're not capable of it. But here's also the thing that the paradox that we need to commit in order to know how. But first, we always want to know the how in order to commit to something. But we need to play this the other way around. If you want to build a successful business, how about in the next 12 months, I would like to build a sustainable foundation for my business and create a strong, engaging community. Thinking this way might already spark so many ideas on how to get there. Social media, email list, speaking on podcasts, in front of other groups. And yes, you can have that big successful business long term. But it is so important that we get specific and commit to that one thing and know that when we start putting one foot in front of the other, that only then the next step will show up. And thinking about step 10 will not get you anywhere. But knowing step one and knowing if you make that step, step two will unfold. If you have made step two, step three will unfold. After step three, step four. After step four, step five, and so on. And this can happen to literally everyone. You don't have to be privileged. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't even have to know it all. You can trust that you can learn a new skill set. You can trust that you are not the only one not having every single tool available that you might need to become successful and to follow your desire. I like the example of Dr. Tervera Trent, best-selling author, speaker. She is today making waves. She is a change maker, a trailblazer, fighting for the rights for girls to get education in Africa. This is how she grew up. She grew up in a silent background, being molested in a village in Zimbabwe where women had no rights. But she had a dream. And she was doing everything that she could do potentially to reach her big desire. It wasn't easy to scrape that money together for university in the US. It wasn't easy to do this without a lot of support and five children. She wasn't privileged, but she made her bachelor and her PhD. Yes, it took her longer than an average student, but the big, juicy secret to success is knowing that we as human beings have great potential, but we also have no control of what is happening around us. There might be so many obstacles coming in front of you, but blaming family that they need you for something, blaming yourself that you need a rest, blaming yourself that you don't know it all, blaming yourself for making mistakes along the way and having to start over or do things differently. This is how you play small with your potential. And we all have that. There is no single human being on this planet Earth that is prevented from any kind of adversity. And how often do we see that what we would consider someone being privileged, having the money, but not having direction? So many people who have the money are struggling with addiction, And so many people who have reached success are not happy in life because there was something missing. And I want to encourage you to truly think about that, what it is that you want, and no longer try to avoid the real answer. And no longer try to avoid putting it down on paper, because words set things in motion. They really do. I have recorded for you an audio workshop that you can download in the show notes, where I teach you the next four steps that are necessary so we reach success and it can achieve anything no matter what. And if I say anything, I mean anything. There is just a couple of things we really need to understand and embody, and that there is nothing that can prevent you to reach your dreamiest, biggest desires, because all you need to succeed is already within you.